Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, providing a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is experiencing a similar clear night, while Haifa has a few clouds lingering. It's a comfortable evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that a temporary ceasefire deal was announced between the U.S. and Iran, with Iran's supreme leader ordering an immediate halt to attacks on Israel. Also, I-24 News noted that the IDF continues operations in Lebanon despite the ceasefire not including Hezbollah, with Israel remaining on high alert. Also this hour, France 24 reports that Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz again while Israeli airstrikes continue in Lebanon and air defense systems activate in Tehran. Separately, JTA highlights a fragile two-week ceasefire agreement between the U.S. and Iran, with Israel emphasizing that the deal does not extend to Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News adds that Israeli citizens are urged to stay alert and ready to access bomb shelters amidst ongoing tensions. Here's what people are saying online. The state-owned news agency Fars News posted just minutes ago confirming the complete closure of the Strait of Hormuz due to the ongoing conflict with Israel. CBS News correspondent Trey Yingst shared a video just 20 minutes ago depicting the aftermath of heavy Israeli airstrikes in Beirut. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted moments ago, quoting Iran's foreign minister. He emphasized the explicit terms of the Iran-U.S. ceasefire, urging the U.S. to choose between the ceasefire or continued conflict through Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire agreement, Ynet reports that the U.S. brokered a temporary deal with Iran overnight. The aim is to de-escalate tensions after hours of sirens in Israel. The agreement, however, does not cover Hezbollah, leaving the situation in Lebanon precarious. The focus remains on maintaining stability in the region. Turning to the IDF's actions in Lebanon, I-24 News informs that Israeli forces are still active in Lebanon. This is despite the ceasefire excluding Hezbollah's operations. The IDF is prepared to react to any ceasefire violations. This ongoing readiness underscores the fragile nature of the current peace efforts. Meanwhile, Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz are critical. France 2004 highlights that the closure comes less than a day after the ceasefire announcement. Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon appear to have intensified in response. This closure affects global oil supply routes, escalating the stakes in this conflict. On the economic front, first, Maariv reports sharp rises in Wall Street markets, with oil prices dropping significantly. The S&P 500 is up by 2.5% and the Nasdaq increased by 3%. Despite this, oil remains far from pre-crisis levels. The market's response reflects the ceasefire's impact on international trade. Separately, CTEC warns that despite the ceasefire, Israel may face repeated clashes with Iran. The defense establishment cautions that future conflicts could cost billions more. This financial strain is a significant concern for the Israeli economy. And finally, Ynet Business reports that AI startup Kodo raised $70 million in funding. The company, used by major firms like Walmart and Nvidia, aims to enhance its software governance platform. This investment highlights the growing importance of AI in managing complex digital environments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.